Hello and welcome to the Beacon Group's Noon Step Meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous. My name is Jackie and I am an alcoholic. In an effort to lessen distractions to others and to respect our speakers, you will not be able to unmute yourself during the meeting. Let's start this meeting with a moment of silence, followed by the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen. Alcoholics Anonymous is a fellowship of people who share their experience, strength, and hope with each other that they may solve their common problem and help others to recover from alcoholism. The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking. There are no dues or fees for AA membership. We are self-supporting through our own contributions. AA is not allied with any sect, denomination, politics, organization, or institution, does not wish to engage in any controversy, neither endorses nor opposes any causes. Our primary purpose is to stay sober and help other alcoholics achieve sobriety. This is an open meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous, and all are welcome to attend, but we ask that only alcoholics participate. If you are new to AA or new to the Beacon Group, we strongly recommend home group membership and sponsorship. If you are new or not so new and looking for a sponsor, please put your name and number in the chat. If you have worked all 12 steps as outlined in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, have had a spiritual awakening and are willing to sponsor, please also put your name and number in the chat. The chat will remain open during the meeting, except while the speaker is sharing. If you are looking for a home group, we would love to have you. Our business meetings are on the third Thursday of the month. Actually, it's the third Wednesday of the month now at 6 p.m. on Zoom. To sign up for membership and to be on the email list, please visit our website, which is posted in the chat. Our website has a lot of great information as well as recordings of our meetings. Also in the chat, you will find our AA quote of the day. The quote source will always be from our AA literature. Our speaker will share for 30 minutes on the step of the day, and we will automatically split into breakout rooms for small group discussions. Each group has a moderator who will divide the time equally and invite each person to share. Questions are encouraged during the sharing part of the meeting. When you share, please be sure your environment is quiet and free of distractions. Breakout room discussions end at 12:53, followed by day counts, announcements, and the Lord's Prayer. And I have asked Tara to read the 12 steps.
Hi, I'm Tara. I'm an alcoholic. 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. We admitted we were powerless over alcohol, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to alcoholics and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Tara. Today, we're going to hear a talk on step 3. And step 3 is made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Please give a warm welcome for Osher S. from Jerusalem, Israel. Thanks so much for being here, Osher.
Thanks, Jackie. I'm Osher. I'm an alcoholic. It's such an honor and a pleasure to be here, and thanks to everyone who makes this meeting possible. I'm going to start by qualifying that I actually belong. I'm so grateful for that third tradition because you can't tell me I don't. because I have this little voice in my head that at every single meeting, and there have been a lot of them, you know, says to me, they're going to kick you out. So thank you so much for not kicking me out, because I really, really, really need to be here. I came into my first 12-step program was not for alcohol. It was for other substances. And I did not come in to recover, and I did not come in to stop using them. I definitely came in to just control, and really early on learned how much of an addict I am, and started to go to open AA meetings because there weren't enough meetings of that fellowship in my area, and listened to you guys share your stories. And thank you so much for sharing them, because I went, oh my God, I did that. And that's how I drank, and went, oh my God, I'm an alcoholic. And then did the steps through the big book, and discovered how much of an alcoholic I am. I always drank to get drunk. There was no such thing as like just taking a taste. What's the point of that? And I often did not drink alcohol that I enjoyed drinking. Because the point was to get it in. It wasn't to like enjoy it. And I really wanted to catch the buzz and feel good. And I always, you know, overstepped that and just got drunk. And I was not by any means a drunk that anyone wanted to spend any time around. I was one of those, do you love me, crying drunks, right? And hold me, everything's terrible, my life is, you know. And I still drank. I still went back and drank, even though I was completely embarrassed by how I behaved. And I certainly did not think that I was a blackout drunk when I came in here. And around 18 years sober, I went to visit a friend that I hadn't seen in all that time. And her husband pulled us right in and showed us their wedding album and said, see, that was you. Do you remember that? You know what? I don't. Nothing. And so I remember the dress. I remember the dress. And I know what city it was in. I have no idea, you know, where the wedding was. And so I called my sponsor and I said, so does that happen? We're like, after 18 years in the program, working the program, you know, figure out maybe you had some blackouts. And she was like, let me tell you a story. Fire if I ever saw her again. And I was telling her that, you know, I'm once again going through, like, I don't know if I'm really an alcoholic. And she said, honey, she had a thick Southern accent. Someone who's not an alcoholic does not get up in the morning wondering whether or not they're an alcoholic. And that's it. That was done. You know, I was done for many more years of like, oh, okay, I think I'll keep coming back. I certainly identify with all the thinking, and that's some of what I'm going to talk about now. I'm so grateful to have these steps. So step three is talked about in pages 60 to 63 of the big book. And it starts off by telling us that we need to realize that we cannot run on self-will alone. So for me, that's step one, taking a look at how much I screw up when I try to live my life without God, you know. And living my life without God means I indulge my selfishness and resentments and my fears and my dishonesty. And that's how I act. And those are the roles that I take on when I forget that there's a higher power and that we're connected. And so in step one, I needed to realize that my way was not working. And that took me, honestly, in program a really long time. And it's not that I didn't go on to the next steps, but, you know, I my experience, you guys taught me, was to go through the steps and then go through the traditions and then come back around to the steps and the traditions. And the last few years, I've also been graced with learning the 12 concepts of Alcoholics Anonymous. And so now it's steps, traditions, and concepts. And each time I came back around, it was realizing ever so more, you know, how crazy I am when I just go on it alone. You know, I have great ideas. And so when I look at pages 60 to 63, a couple of the metaphors really, really ring true for me. One of them is the play, the script metaphor, right? I definitely write scripts. I write scripts for you, what you're supposed to do. I write scripts for God, many, many, many scripts for higher power. You know, higher power totally runs the world wrong. You know, certainly runs my life wrong, certainly runs your lives wrong, certainly runs all of the, you know, strife in the world and the wars in the world wrong. I mean, I live in Israel. Let's just move on. So, you know, and it just higher power does everything wrong. And when I get into that thinking, that's not where I need to be. You know, that's my alcoholic thinking. And so, step three enables me to come back to center. Step three enables me to go, oh, there I am again, telling higher power how to run things and remembering that I have this puny, tiny little human brain. And once again, I'm thinking I know better than higher power. And that's not where my thinking needs to be. So woof, just, you know, just moving right back to center and saying, oh, I've written those scripts again. And when I write those scripts, as my sponsor taught me, right? My script does not align with your script. My script does not align with higher power script. We all have our different scripts of what everyone's supposed to be doing or what's supposed to be happening or not happening. And then the resentments start when we collide, right? When those scripts collide. And that's how I get from three into four, right? And so I simply need to play my part, right? I need to not take any other roles. And that for me is such a clear metaphor. It's just so helpful to me, right? Because I need to not be the script writer. I need to not be the set director. You know, why am I here? You know, why am I in this job? Why am I in this relationship? That's not, you know, those are not the questions that I need to be asking. I need to not be the director. Absolutely need to not be the director. You know, hello, you need to stand over here. How come you're over there? You know, and I just need to not be that person. And when I find myself, you know, just kind of veering off course there and doing those other things, I need to remind myself that my job is step 11. My job is to come back around. And I do that through making the decision yet again in step three to let higher power do what higher power does, because higher power is already doing it. You know, I think step three, honestly, is hilarious, because step three is not about my turning things over. It's about my adjusting my thinking to the reality of the universe. The universe is run by higher power anyway. And here I am in my arrogance thinking that I know better over and over and over and over and over again. And it's just that little tiny nudge of a reminder, you know, and I'm so grateful today that I don't need those big 2x4s anymore, you know, at least not recently. I'm not saying it won't happen again, you know, but it's enough for me to call someone in program and they say, that's not your job. Your job is to ask higher power what higher power needs you to do now. And I'm like, oh yeah, thank you again. Hang on, I'm just taking a look at my notes here. So that's my only job. My only job is to keep asking higher power what higher power needs me to do. Nothing else, right? I'm visiting, as my sponsor says, I'm visiting this planet for higher power, to be of service to higher power. And then the next metaphor that I really relate to is the employer. Right? I signed an employment contract in perpetuity, forever and ever, 24/7, to work for higher power, right? My employer is now higher power. And so, you know, do I argue with my employer about how things are done at the company? Now, I must say I work for myself, so maybe there are people here who do argue with their employers, but me and higher power, we don't need to be having arguments, right? Like that's not my job. And so, you know, do I accept my employer's authority? And I need to, in step three, essentially come back around again, coming to center, come back around to I accept higher power's authority without exception. And the concepts talk a lot about, you know, higher power having ultimate authority. And I'm so grateful for that. You know, I'm so grateful to know what ultimate authority means today for me. You know, higher power has got it all. I have very, very close friends who like to say, GGT, God's got this. You know, everything's okay in the universe just as it is right now. I have a friend who says that the universe is perfect exactly as it is right now. And I just need that nudge, that reminder in step three. So I need to turn everything over, right? I need to not leave anything that I haven't turned over. I need to not leave anything that I'm going to still hold on to and say, well, I'm just going to write a script about this little thing. I'm just going to keep this out of my little job that higher power has put me, you know, I'm just going to do this extra thing over here, right? As small as it may be, that's not what I need to do, because I can't be a little bit, you know, not in step three. I need to be all in step three is what my sponsor has taught me. If I leave a little bit of ego, then essentially I'm all ego, right? And it's also very contagious, because for me, my ego, my diseased self, whatever you want to call it, you know, it this little tiny bit, it's going to just keep growing and growing and growing and growing. Okay. So if I'm not at peace, right, I'm realizing that there's something that I haven't surrendered to higher power. I can't paste a whole new belief system, which is what you guys essentially have taught me, on top of what already exists. I need to be able to do, you know, the setting aside. I need to be able to say every single day, at the beginning of my day and throughout my day, okay, higher power, I don't know. And that's okay. But you do. And I'm going to trust you, you know, and I'm going to take life as you have set it for me, and I'm going to trust you. So step three is also a step that's a lot about trust. I'm going to trust you. Like I said before, that the universe is exactly perfect as it is right now, right? I don't understand it. And a big piece of faith for me is not understanding and not knowing, you know, just letting higher power understands, higher power knows. That's higher power's job, not my job, you know. And I don't know about anyone else, but I was told when I came in here that my intellect would be a problem. And it certainly has been over the years, certainly, you know, because why did it happen? What do you mean? How does that work? Why is step three there? Why is it exactly there? Why does it, you know, all of this, like trying to understand. And I love a friend of mine who says that figuring it out is not a step, you know? So once again, when I find myself trying to figure it out, not my job. Our troubles were of our own making, right? I had a lot of trouble believing this and accepting this over the years. I was in victim mode. I blamed a lot, right? I am, of course, so clean and pure. They are the problem. And I've had, you know, I had people talk to me when I wasn't yet ready to really hear it about those paragraphs in step three that talk about how, you know, when I'm upset, you know, it's something inside me, and I just wasn't ready to hear it. And thank God I let the process happen. You know, they say that we work the steps and we let the steps work us. And really, they have worked me, and you guys have worked me, because today I truly do understand that, you know, whenever I'm upset, it really is something in me. And that's how, again, with step three, if I could just ask higher power to help me move back to center, make that decision again of letting higher power do higher power's thing that, again, higher power is already doing. So I also had to learn not to beat myself up when I found this happening over and over and over and over again. I'm human. I'm going to make mistakes. You know, it's in my nature, because I'm human, to make mistakes. And so I'm not going to be cured of the alcoholic thinking. I'm not going to be cured of my humanity in over and over again believing that I have better scripts than you guys have, that I have better scripts than higher power has, that I know better, et cetera, et cetera. And so the idea, however, is to become more and more aware of my thoughts and my beliefs, and to notice them. And when I notice them, make the decision again in step three, right? Without shame, right? What I find it more and more exciting that when I have awareness about something, instead of disappointing. Now, I still can have that disappointment, and I still can have that embarrassment and that shame. And thank God today, I know you guys have taught me to tell on that. you know, and to share it with people intentionally that that I'm feeling the shame and I didn't want to tell you. Because again, that's a form of resentment of holding myself to standards that I can't, you know, there's no such thing. I'm never going to be perfect. It's okay for me to make these mistakes. And thank God, my choice today that I have, because I'm not drinking, right? You guys taught me this, is to pray and ask higher power to remove it and ask for direction and guidance. I absolutely love the third step prayer. I learned from a fellow to say it as I leave the house. So whenever I leave the house and kind of venture out into the world, I say the third step prayer as I'm leaving. I love offering myself to higher power. It just, you know, gets me in my heart every single time I think of that line. I love the line that says that we ask to better do higher power's will, which once again kind of feeds into that low self-esteem that I can have. Meaning it builds me back up, which because if I'm going to better do higher power's will, that means that I'm already doing higher power's will and I can do it better, you know? And so I strive to definitely, per what's written in the third step prayer, I strive to be a role model so that people can see higher power working in me and know that it's possible. And finally, I definitely want to do higher power's will always, that final part of the third step prayer. Again, I won't because I'm human. I'm not going to do it always because I'm human, but I'm going to spend much more of my time and energy doing it during higher power's will nowadays than I ever did in the past. Step three for me comes down to which do I choose, higher power or ego? And just having to make that choice over and over and over again. I find it very interesting. I've been meditating on this for the last couple of weeks. My sponsor says that the only decision that we make is in step three, because in step 11, when it talks about indecision, it tells us that we ask higher power for knowledge of higher power's decision, essentially. We ask higher power for an inspiration or a decision or a thought. And that's how we resolve indecision. And so This essentially is the decision that I need to make over and over, step three. And sometimes it still can be hard to make that decision, to be honest. You know, I love that part on the first page of We Agnostics that says, you know, an alcoholic has to decide between living an alcoholic death and living an alcoholic life, faux pas, and dying an alcoholic death, or a spiritual program. Let me think. That's one of the ways I know I'm an alcoholic, is when I'm wondering whether or not I should choose one or the other. I'm not really sure which one I want. And some days I still have that in recovery today, right? My ego, my disease can be incredibly cunning and baffling. And it just starts to chatter, just little, you know, it's just talks and talks and talks constantly, they are on my shoulder. And over and over and over again, using these tools in order to, like I said, come back to center and be able to bring it down to the third step and do higher power's will. That's all I have today. Thanks.